Hello, welcome back to A Dose of Dave. It's very grey today, a bit rainy. The misdirected seagulls are out in force today. A few people dotted around the park using the gym equipment. It's a man cycling with two dogs. The dogs aren't on bikes, they're on leads. And he's slowly cycling through the park. Don't know, what am I going to talk about today? Ah, that's right. I have an earworm at the moment. And the earworm, I don't know where it came from. It is. Live and Let Die by Wings. And it's one of those songs that I start to hear or sing in the style of Wings, but I always end up hearing it and singing it in the style of Guns N' Roses. You know, you were young and your heart was an open book. You used to say, live and let live. Like that. Similar to Valerie, actually. Valerie by the Zootons, I believe it was. But I'm unable to hear that song by the Zootons at all now, because the late, great Amy Winehouse did a far more stunning job. So I sometimes try and hear the Zootons version and I just can't, so I have to listen to it. And even then, Amy Winehouse always takes over, regardless. But anyway, I'm walking about. Don't know what I'm doing. I'm just walking past Conehenge. In fact, I think I might take a... I'm going to take a picture of Conehenge. And I'm going to post it. Conehenge, the name coined by Derek Thompson. I can't claim that one myself. I'm very disappointed in myself that I missed that opportunity. I'm just walking over to the misdirected seagulls, actually. They don't seem that bothered by me. Urban seagulls. I've done a bit of research thinking about it. I did Google, like, why the fuck are there seagulls in the park? Something like that. And apparently, urban seagulls are on the rise and rural seagulls less so. And the reason they have moved to urban areas is because it's safer. There are less predators. I did specifically mention foxes, but there are also lots of foxes, urban foxes. They all gather around at night, breathing in nitrous oxide and listening to drill music. And the rural seagull, the ones that steal your chips at the seaside, are becoming less so. So they come to towns and cities, seagulls, and they roost up on top of roofs, and it's safe. That's it, really. Not much more interesting than that. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. Researching seagulls. There's a magpie as well. Oh, that's good. There's two magpies. One for sorrow, two for joy. Don't know where I got that from. I think it was probably my nan. She was a bit superstitious. Or my mate Spud's nan, who was the most highly superstitious person ever. I once opened my umbrella in her kitchen and I thought she was going to kill me. Yeah, she was, I mean, proper angry though, not just, would you mind putting that down? She was going to tear my throat out. But nothing went badly wrong as a direct consequence of that, that I know. I mean, things have gone wrong, but I wouldn't attribute that to simply an umbrella. Nonsense, really. So this is a bit of a, I don't know, it's a slow paced, the rain's picking up now, actually. I'm going to have to finish this soon anyway, because I'm almost done for 5 minutes. But yeah, I don't know, wiffly waffly nonsense. The rain's getting quite heavy now, you might even be able to hear it. So I'm finishing off, and I will catch you tomorrow.
It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly doo. Well, it doesn't have to be, but if you wish to donate to the Bullshit Detective podcast, you may do so by going to www.patreon.com/bullshitdetective. The price of a coffee or a pint once a month or something else or nothing. It's fine if it's nothing. You can still continue to listen to the podcast, but please do spread the word. Tell your friends, if you have any, about my wonderful podcast. Or pay me some money or not. Whatever. No problem. See you soon.